We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Asma'ul Husna, and looking at how we can adopt them into our lives. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, through His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Bani Israel, Surah 17, Ayah 110, He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ إِدْءُ اللَّهَ أَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the 77th attribute, which is Al-Wali. Al-Wali is the governor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole manager and governor of the whole creation. Let's first have a look and see how it's referred to in the Quran. In Surah Al-Ra'd, that's Surah number 13, Ayah 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. For His sake there are angels following one another before Him and behind Him, who guard Him by Allah's commandment. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change their own condition. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا أَفَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. And when Allah intends evil to a people, there is no averting it. This basically means that when people go through the laws of action and reaction, and they do things that invite evil, you cannot change that evil. You cannot change His laws. You cannot make something change just because you wanted to. Every cause, every action has a likewise reaction. That's what it means here. It doesn't mean that Allah inflicts evil on people. But at the end He says, وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَال. And besides Him, there is no guardian, no protector. Wal, a protector. Al-Wali is the one who manages the affairs of all creations. He initiates whatever improves the condition of His creation. In other words, He is the absolute and undisputed governor. He is the one and only one who manages all affairs, who does everything. There is no continuity nor existence without His permission. Everything happens according to His judgment and by His command. Now, amongst the characteristics of Al-Wali is that He manages, is capable, and is the doer of whatever He pleases. Unless all these attributes are found in someone, He cannot call them Wali. And there is no Wali for our affairs except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None whatsoever, whosoever. Wali is also the one who gives abundantly and who wards off evil. But let's try and elaborate on this. His government is of such might that the whole creation from beginning to end, even before creation, is under His will and power. With the single order kun, be, all can come into existence from non-existence. Even after death, we stay under His government and finally will be brought back to life again. In His management of the creation, Al-Wali knows at all times what has happened, what is happening, what will happen. He's the one who wills and He's the one who executes. He prepared a program for us before our creation, at what moment and at what place and from which mother we'll be born. And all that will happen and all that we will be doing. In the whole of creation, He has given free will only to the human beings. A free will to be able to realize Al-Wali. The free will to govern our nafs so that we can see the truth of the Al-Wali. By revolting, by sinning, by closing our eyes to Al-Wali and remaining in darkness, does not in any way hurt him, but hurts our own governorship. The whole of creation is governed by Allah's power. Not a leaf moves without His will. Neither is the movement of the leaf disconnected from other things moved by the same wind, by the same will. Al-Wali, when we apply it psychoethically, means that never for a minute to think that we're left on our own. We've got to understand, we've got to know that we are part of a divine order under a just, compassionate and a beneficent Al-Wali, a beneficent governor. Everything is measured, everything is registered, everything moves. It is the ability to be able to use our free will, to be aware of it, to have iman with it. But more important, to be in harmony with Him. So Abdul Wali is one who governs himself and those who are entrusted in his care according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one who is just, who is good, who dispenses justice and goodness and in return receives the bounties and wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you hold a responsible position of power, then it is advisable to recite this ism 1,000 times on Friday for the good of the people under your management, and your words and actions will be able to benefit them far more. If you fear an oncoming natural disaster that may endanger your home or your surroundings, then write this name on a vessel filled with water and sprinkle the water around your house. Inshallah, you will gain the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.